there's a very silly person named Moses who is talking to God, and the conversation is about very stupid stuff. And you may wonder why this is happening. God is talking to Moses about what? He will ask a question as if he doesn't know that, what is that in your hand? And Moses goes to give a very long, long, long lecture about that stick. And you wonder, is this what the communication, the holy chilling chilling is all about? Yes. It's about logic. Moses will say this, I lay upon it when I'm tired. And I could bring down some leaves for my ships to chew. And do this, he will talk all the functions of logic. There is one thing he doesn't know about, his hand. The hand which touches the heart and is bright like a sun, he doesn't know that. Therefore, for the first time that he will let go of the logic, he is frightened as well, because he will see the dragon. Because logic, without the control of humanity, is what? Is using your power. And that's so normal. Have anyone blamed a tiger hunting a little lamb? Oh yes, if the camera started with the lamb and all of them, you don't like the tiger, but if the camera starts with the tiger raising up children, then you like it to hunt the lamb. There is no pity and stuff like that. This is nature and it's beautiful. Not when it is in us, because we are different. Because at the top, that tiger could kill 300 lambs a year. We could kill 3 million in an hour. That's the difference. We have that strong hand, and we don't have that strong control. That's what it is all about. And don't think that there is one soldier somewhere doing it. We are all in it. This is we, this is the culture we are in. This is something we make. We are in it. Remember, we are responsible for this. Right? And this responsibility, you want something. And you believe that if I have it, all of you, any of you thought that if I win a big lotto, I will become a nasty fellow, that I will ruin the life of a lot of people? You never think about that. You think that I will win, I will do this, I will do that. Illusion, nonsense! Because first of all, you don't know that $1 billion will change your life from head to toe. It will. It will fools you. You know why? $1 billion or a couple of $1 million is stronger than you, because you're worth a couple of $1,000 per month. That one will make more. Just invested in the correct place, then that one is the boss. You should be aware of what do you want and what the potentiality is. Yes, now I believe we are ready to hear a little bit more.
He said, if I am not one to pronounce mysteries, do thou pronounce the name over the bones? Jesus cried, O Lord, what are these hidden purposes? What is this fool's inclination in this fruitless work? How has this sick man no care for himself? How has this corpse no care for life? He has left his own dead and seeks to mend the dead of a stranger. God said, the backslider seeks backsliding. The thistle that has grown is the retribution for his sowing. He that sows the seed of thistles in this world, be warned not to look for him in the rose garden. If he take a rose in his hand, it becomes a thistle. And if you go to a friend, he becomes a snake. The damned wretch is an elixir which transmutes into poison and snakes, contrary to the elixir of the God-fearing man.
You see, the story is not finished yet. We hear nothing. The story will come later and will be interrupted now. Now we go to another story. This is how book two starts. Book one, remember, was one story, another story. Here, the stories will be shuffled because who cares about the stories? He had one saying in a paragraph. What was that? He said, you wish for something that you don't know what it is. And to you it looks good. That's enough for you. You don't know that. Is this what you need now? How are you going to know what you need now? This is what we are talking about. Somebody else will understand. But you don't listen even to that someone else. Although the guy is walking with the Jesus. You see, this is interesting. Once I remembered, we were talking about the strangest stuff in youth. I was looking for this, looking for that. Then we were chatting. Teacher came to the end and said, what are you chatting about? We were looking for the worst thing, funniest thing that happens. Funniest thing. Then he sat down. The class started at the end of the class. Everybody was a little bit restless, and we knew that this is over, and it was weekend, and we wanted to jump in a car, go to the mountains, and thing like that. He said, oh, by the way, about that funniest stuff you were looking for, it's very funny. A group of people will come and beg and pay to listen to what I say, and they don't care about what I say. They are rushing to go to the mountains, get out of here. That's how it is, because we don't know the priority. Whatever is good, give it to me. Yes? First of all, you have to understand this. There is a magical stuff here, and this magical stuff is really magical, because it could do this, and it could do the opposite. This is the key. So, what will happen to you? We talked right at the beginning about something. Remember? Responsibility. Let's go back to that story. First, the story of humanity. God will say, who did this? What happened? Satan is correct. Knowledge, logical. Say, you wanted it, it happened. That's why Satan is stupid and ugly. He was correct, was ugly. Because that's not the attitude of a lover. Adam said, we, me and my wife, we did it, we are responsible. Do you remember Rumi made up a story which is not in holy books? God called Adam and said, hey, listen, when I called you, you know that if I don't like it, it cannot happen. Then how come you said that? What was the answer? He said, no fear. Because out of fear, I retreated in ritual. There is a ritual, there is a manner to this. So, the not correct but beautiful answer was accepted. From there, we start all these responsibilities. We say, listen, good thing will happen to you. Thanks to God, those are gifts, and it has nothing to do with you. Bad thing happened to you. That's your fault. You planted the seed, you are responsible for that. You see how illogical it is? Logically, ask a four-year-old guy if you succeed. Take the credit for it, and if you don't, blame it to everything else. Here we talk about the opposite, is it? No, it's not that. Whoever will do something wrong means that you are a little bit wrong. Means that you are attracting the wrongness, and wrongness is attracting you. That's how you fall in the pit. When you do something good, you're a little bit good, you attract the goodness, goodness will attract you, then you are lucky. You see, this is a completely different definition of luck. Luck to you is that suddenly something good happens. There is no suddenly something good. We know that in this universe, everything is related to everything. Do you remember that? Universal interaction. Everyone, every single atom is in it. And they're working all together. Good thing is there, yes. Should be attracting you. And to be attractive to the beauty, you should beautify yourself. These are all what it is. Therefore, there is this antidote for that serpent, which is the cruel stuff. The last verse is very strong, because there is this kimya, that magical stuff, alchemy, which is the antidote of poison and the serpent, and there is another which belongs to the people who try to control themselves. Taqwa. Muttaqi is the last word. Taqwa means controlling yourself, separating yourself from this self and selfishness. That was that paragraph. Now, we'll hear another story. This story is the story that you will remember. Rumi makes sure that you will remember, because it's a nice story and you will remember it. Now, who volunteers for that? Susan?
How the Sufi enjoined the servant to take care of his beast, and how the servant said, Lahal. A Sufi was wandering around the world until one night he became a guest at a monastery. He had a beast. He tied it in the stable. He sat at the top of the dais with his friends. Then he engaged with his friends in meditation. The presence of the friend is a book. More, the Sufi's book is not ink and letters. It is not but a heart white as snow.
You see that the story is suspended. The story started with this, a Sufi. Who is Sufi?
Yes.
Yeah. It depends, who am I asking? No.
Sufi,
Arabic word. Have to go there, always. Sufi comes from Saf, Suf, Sif. This is the verb. Saf means pure. Saf means clean. Saf means straightforward. Saf means purified. Therefore, Sufi in one of these ways of interpretation is the guy who is cleansing himself. So to ask is a beginner. He had started to clean himself up, and he is the beginner with all the mistakes. That's what Sufi is. Is a beginner in the path. He will go somewhere, something will happen to him. But before all of that, Rumi will take advantage at the opening to say, what it means, Sufi? Because you are supposed to be it. you're supposed to walk the path